Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I was one of those guys, you know, well, I don't know if you know, but who liked, you'd see pictures in movies or whatever, or if you were with people, that would just do like, I don't know, eight balls. Like, so like a lot of lines at once. Okay. I could do maybe one or two, and I had enough. That was it. I was, you know, that's enough. Anyway, that was a long freaking time ago, so we'll leave it at that.
I love how you started saying, well, you know. Yeah. No, I'm sorry, Stoney. No, I don't know.
Right. Right, like, Stoney, I can't relate.
You
like,
saw Scarface, didn't you?
Like, eight balls. And I can,
you know, one of those guys, lines. You know.
I can only do one.
You know, there are people who you'd party with who'd be chained to the mirror, as we used to say. But I just dabble a little bit. Just a little dab.
Just recreation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Kids, don't try this at home. It's bad for you. Anyway.
We love you, Stoney.
Oh, thank you very much. By the way, I do want to say, I do want to publicly thank the Detroit Lions, and in particular, Eamon Reynolds and their PR staff, and Dan Campbell. I came home yesterday from my vacation. There was a FedEx box at my house. There was an autographed picture. It was John didn't autograph. It was me, John, and Dan Campbell from training camp.
Really?
And he wrote, "A hell of a run, Dan Campbell."
Oh, and wow.
Yeah, it was really nice. So thank you very much.
Oh, that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we would ever get something like that.
Oh, we're not good.
You know what we would get?
Nope.
You know what we would get? Brad Holmes signing the receipts.
And bye-bye.
And you know what he would say? We do draft running backs.
And then they'll cut him in 4 years and draft another one.
Right. Okay, guys, we do draft running backs. How about that?
I would have to respect him if he said something like that, though.
Honestly, I would get that frame. I was like, okay, you know what?
Yeah,
that's... Yeah, there it is. All right, David, any ticket text?
Oh, my God.
We got Who Said It coming up later this hour.
Yeah, someone says, great song. I need to hear more of that. Yes, best intro song ever. Another one says, love this week's Stoney by the numbers. A crack up every time Roberto talks and how he's constantly making himself laugh.
You know, it's corny when Roberto starts laughing a lot. And we're all just looking at him like, it's not that funny. But he finds it hilarious.
Someone says, someone needs to throw the numbers out to Roberto because with sports, he would have no idea what these numbers are.
That's for damn sure.
Someone says, you should have did 15. That's 15 pounds of Coke.
Nope. Did not. I mean, if we were playing the high-low game on the Price of Right, way lower.
I like how he just started this segment off. Like, you know, when he had a whole bunch of lines. Like, he looks at David.
You know.
You know, when you have a whole bunch of lines. Like, he picked the pastor out of the group.
Hey, at least I'm looking at somebody, you know? That's my eye contact was good on that one.
Like, you weren't supposed to tell him, Stoney.
Right. Behind the scenes at Greater Life.
Oh, no. No. Whoa.
Not Greater Life, Greater Lines. You heard of My Rock and My Redeemer? We know what The Rock stands for.
Oh, no. All right.
We've officially lost cabin pressure. David, Help us, please.
I love that reference, though, Stoney. That was a great reference.
It really was.
Oh, my gosh. Someone says, I actually love Sports by the Numbers for this week. That is great. I can't wait to hear more next week. Whew, my. I try to get myself together here. Regarding the college stuff that you all brought up, someone's saying the Big 12 is complete garbage now. I don't want them to have any votes on anything coming forward.
They don't. They got neutered. And as far as the college football playoff format, the Big 10 and the SEC walked in there and basically said, it's ours. Either you do what we say or we're going to walk away. And everybody just, they bent the knee. It was like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they said, yes, sir, may I have another?
Huh.
They were Kevin Bacon.
Someone says, afternoon Stoney is wild.
It's just, well, afternoon Stoney gets him a little more sleep than morning Stoney.
Another person says, although it's kind of strange hearing your voice in the afternoon, Stoney, it is great to have you back on radio. Seems like forever. You are awesome.
It's been, you know what? It was like a vacation with a holiday with maybe two extra days. First day was President's Day, so I would have probably been off anyway, or one of us would have been off. And then I was off for, you know, we're allowed 5-6 days. So I took an extra 2 or 3 days. So it was basically almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, the whole President's Day thing still, like, there's certain days that I'm like, we got that day off, Jimmy? Yeah. No.
Well, you
you're
know,
working. Oh, you got President's Day off.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know what's amazing? When I was a kid, and I bet you it was when you were in elementary school too, because I remember this in high school. We used to, in Philadelphia, suburbs, we used to get off for Lincoln's birthday, which was the 12th, and Washington's birthday, which was the 22nd. And they decided sometime when I was in to combine them and had just make it one. We used to have both of them off.
Maybe it's because you were in Philly and it meant a lot more. Did not have that here. No. It was just
I'm old and that's right.
I was about to say, what was that, 1925?
We got Abe Lincoln showing up to class. Afterwards, I'm going to go see this play at Force Theater.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to read this one. Stoney, don't let Roberto give you crap about Springsteen. Roberto has gone broke following Kiss.
He has. Yeah, he's got all type of memorabilia, albums and all that. I didn't know what to expect for Afternoon Stoney. Really didn't. Because like I said, I did a Lions pregame show, but that's pretty much scripted stuff you could do.
But you heard me in the afternoons for years, right?
Right, I heard you, but it was just like, you know, you moved and you kind of changed your mellow. And I'm not Wojo, but you
show up on time.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read one more here. I'll leave that alone.
It's funny because it's true. Go ahead.
Stoney, you are a freaking legend. So glad to hear you today. This show, this combination is fun to hear today. I'm enjoying the laughs.
Yeah, it's fun. I'll be here Monday and Tuesday, and then with Valeni on next Friday and the following Monday, and then Gator.
The next Friday?
Yeah.
I got the day off?
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Yes.
I vacation do? Days by the numbers.
Yeah. Wait, I got it.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
You have a 4-day weekend, Rico, right? He's off Friday and Monday because I believe I'm in the 8th and the 11th.
I think you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about it, Rico. Okay.
Vacation planning on the air.
Okay. I'll take it.
Well, today is a holiday.
What's the holiday?
Today is National Peanut Butter Day. So those of you celebrating, I hope you're on my side. I'm a creamy guy.
Don't get it stuck in your mouth.
What, Roberto? You're a crunchy guy?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Who said it next? 97.1.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We do this every Friday, where we take little snippets from all the different shows throughout the week. Roberto cuts them up, and we have to guess who said it.
All right, gentlemen, you know the rules. You know the game. Audio heard this week on this station. Let's play Who Said It. Number one, court storming is generally fun, and most of the time, nothing bad happens.
Did we talk court storming?
We mentioned it, but no one said that.
Well, I can honestly say that I was not, this is the first time I've been on the air, obviously, in a while, so it wasn't me. The only thing I listened to all week was Monday, your Tom Izzo stuff. I was in the car, so I put it on for like 10 minutes. Sounds like Doug to me.
Court storming is normally fun. Because that's something I would say. That's why I'm like, did we? Did we talk court storming?
I think Stoney has the right show, but the wrong guy. I think that's Gator. I do vaguely remember them talking about it. I didn't hear this quote verbatim, so I'm not 100%. But my guess, I think it's Gator.
Can I hear it again?
Court storming generally is fun, and most of the time, nothing bad happens.
I'm going to go a different individual on that show. I'm going to go to the co-host, Kang.
You know what? Since they're all taken, and you said we didn't do it here.
No, we did it, but I don't think you said anything like that.
All right. Then maybe I'll go with the schmarmy one. I'm going to go with Jim Costa.
All right, everybody in?
Yeah.
Yep.
Who said it?
Court storming generally is fun. And most of the time, nothing bad happens.
That's right. Jim Costa.
Jim Costa has to tell you how to live your life.
All right, let me give you another court storming since we're on that. Let's go. Here we go. We have to ban this. We have to end these stormings. This is unacceptable, and it's a danger to society.
Okay. Is this for real?
All right. So, there's no way Jansen would say that, because he actually, his children stormed the big house after Ohio State
right.
game. Gator would never. I'm going to say, because it's so out of the ballpark, I'm going to say it's Rieger.
Yeah, is Rieger eligible? Hold on.
Is Rieger eligible?
No, but I will say that.
Okay.
Just because you said it doesn't mean.
Oh,
you
meant
said
it. Oh, got you. Okay. So somebody read
now,
something.
Why would you do that?
All right. So I'm going to change my mind. And I'm going to say Gator.
Read it again, Roberto.
We have to ban this. We have to end these stormings. This is unacceptable, and it's a danger to society.
That's John Jansen. Being hyperbolic, acting like the tough guy. This is John Jansen.
It could have been until Roberto basically said he was saying it in sarcasm.
Right. And I was already thinking John, but now with the sarcasm in my head, because Roberto just probably gave it away, I'm thinking John Steele.
No, no. I'm thinking this was because this, I wonder if this was Mike making fun of Jay Billis.
Oh,
because Jay Billis was saying that this is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Mike. Not you, Mike, but Bellini.
All right. Is Rico right? Who said it?
We have to ban this. We have to end these stormings. This is unacceptable.
All right,
it's
that's
a
enough
danger
of it.
To society.
Go cheer for the gray horse. All right.
We have to ban this.
Mike, I'm not done yet. Stop.
Roberto with the assist with the sarcasm there. Yeah,
you really shouldn't do that. Never again.
No.
You
know
never.
What?
Hey,
listen. I'm 2 for 2. I think I may opt out.
I got to come up with new stuff here, all right?
I'm going straight to the league. I'm opting out.
Oh. All right, here's another one. I don't like to be rushed, but when it comes to shopping, I'm all on board with how guys shop.
I know the show.
I know the show as well.
I know the show because let me help you with this, Stoney. Kang came up with this quick AF store where.
Oh, a pop-up store?
Where you basically, it's kind of like a one of those Costco type stores where you got 10 minutes. Get in, you get out. That's it.
Oh, then I'll say.
So we know it's one of three people.
So I know it's Karsh.
Can I hear it one more time?
I don't like to be rushed, but when it comes to shopping, I'm all on board with how guys shop.
No, I think this is Gator.
I was also leaning Gator, but I always lean Gator, and I don't want to be wrong here.
But you can't help yourself.
I can't help
David.
Myself. I can't. I'm sorry. I gotta go. I try. You know me. I try.
You Come can't on. Help you. You know what? I'm gonna go Gator as well, because Gator doesn't like to be told what to do. Gator is like he will die on some hills that you're just like, really, man? I'm going Gator.
All right. A lot of people going Gator. Are you right? Who said it?
I don't like to be rushed, but when it comes to shopping, I'm all on board with how guys shop.
He's on board with how guys shop. Did you know that?
No. Obviously, because I said Karsh. I'm 0 for 3. Where's my waist? Where's my patch?
Right. All right. Here we go. Number 4. Do I think they can be a playoff team? Yes. Do I expect them now to be a playoff team? 100%.
Sounds like me.
Wait, one more time.
Do I think they can be a playoff team? Yes. Do I expect them now to be a playoff team? 100%.
It's either Costa or John. So I'll say John.
I think this might be me talking about the Red Wings.
He never uses you.
He has once or twice before.
I think David used you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Roberto never uses you.
Thanks, buddy. I'll guess me the first time ever in Roberto's history.
Yeah, I need to hear it one more time.
Do I think they can be a playoff team? Yes. Do I expect them now to be a playoff team? 100%.
I'm going with Kenny as well. I'm going to believe that Roberto's going to use Kenny this week.
Wow. Mm-mm.
I think it's the right show, but I think it's the wrong person. I think this is Mike when I offered the deal. I'm going to say Mike again.
Would I go with Mike Valenti twice in 1 week?
Now I'm feeling better because he's trying to get me to change my mind.
Yeah, and he's setting it up that he is.
Yeah, he did it again. Congratulations, Rico.
All right. Are you guys right? Am I right? Who said it?
Do I think they can be a playoff
team?
Yes. Do I expect them now to be a playoff team? 100%.
Yeah. I got off the snide. I know my guy.
We got time for one more.
Yep.
All right, let's go.
One more. Here we go. A lot of A lot of fast food places have happy hour now to try to get you in the hours they don't have a lot of customers. We are all for lower prices.
I think this was the Wendy's thing.
I'm going to go Jim Costa.
Could this be Heather with the news?
It sounds like a news story, but I think it's Costa's reaction.
Say it again, Roberto.
A lot of fast food places have happy hour now to try to get you in the hours they don't have a lot of customers. We're all for lower prices.
I think it's Heather. I'll go with Heather.
No, I'm going to go with Jim Costa.
Who'd you say, Stoney?
Costa.
I'm going to go with Kang. I'm going to go to the midday show. I'm going to go with Kang.
Oh, my God. Rico on fire this week. Who said it?
They're like, a lot of fast food places have happy hour now to try to get you in.
Yes!
They don't have a lot of customers. We're all for lower prices.
What made you think that?
Because they talked about that. I was driving.
Oh, I thought it was word soup. I thought that's how you thought about it.
No. I didn't hear. I know it was the midday show, and I'm thinking, yeah, it was the host of the show. It was Kang.
Yes, and it is regarding those. What are they calling those prices now? What are they calling?
Dynamic?
Surge. Price surging.
Yeah, I don't care. That is who said it. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, can I ask you a question here? Now, as you know, one of my foibles, faults, whatever words you want to use, since I went to a school that has a Division I basketball team, it doesn't have a football team. I root for Michigan in football and root for Michigan State in basketball, but I like both. Like when Michigan State's playing football, I hope they win. When Michigan plays basketball, I hope they win. But when they play each other, I root for whatever. We all know. Is there any Michigan fan in existence that would either A, want or justify Juwan Howard coming back next year? 248-539-9797 if there is one. Because I think Jalen Rose is the only one I found. And that fanboy, and I understand, I understand he wants his buddy, his former teammate. Mm-hmm. I get all that. That's fine. Anybody else?
Stoney, I don't think people care.
You know, I know.
I know, because like
they only care when they're good.
Every day I get a phone call from Jeff Rieger. Why is he still coach? Why is he still like Rieger? When your athletic director comes out and says, not even really on my radar, not on, I've never thought about it, it tells me that he's safe. Stoney, not only do I think he's not going to get fired, I think he will be back next year because he talks like a man who knows I've talked to the right people. They've reassured me. It's like Troy Weaver. When you hear Troy talking, you're like, Troy ain't getting fired. Troy's coming back. Like, because when Juwan started talking about next year and He's just so zen-like. The house is burning down, and he's a little dog in the meme with holding a cup of coffee saying everything's fine. This is fine. It's like you just got blown out by 30 points at Rutgers. They led wire to wire. You were never – the closest you were in the game was 2-0.
I think at one point they had more turnovers than Rutgers had field goals, and it was not that early in the game. Look, they're horrible, and that's being nice. And I know they had the injury deal, and I know, well, at least Dougie got to cross state lines yesterday and play a road game. That to me is the microcosm of this program, let alone all the other stuff that he did, you know, the Wisconsin and the Maryland coach. And I just don't understand why you would bring him back. What is the – unless there's some kind of – and it's crazy because you don't think there will, because the way the recruiting game has changed, unless he has some unbelievable recruits coming in, unless there's something that we don't know about, it ain't happening. Or you just want to say, you know what, he'll stay. That way I don't have to go and hire somebody and pay him even more than I'm paying Juwan.
I think that's one of the main reasons, because he's not coming in. He's not breaking the bank. If you want to bring in, because people like Nate Oates. First of all, Nate Oates has a ridiculous buyout at Alabama.
Right.
Nate Oates would take this job, but you're going to have to pay Nate Oates, the head coach of Alabama, to come up here. I think he was originally a Romulus High School head coach.
Yes, he was. I don't think there's Nate, always something about Nate Oates that turns some people off about him and Michigan and even Michigan State.
Well, it could be the fact that, you know, all the stuff that happened while he was the head coach of Alabama and, you know, people died his watch.
Yes, but even before that, you always heard stories that Nate was a little bit on the slimy side. But whether it's true or not, maybe I shouldn't have said it, but that's always – if I'm a Michigan fan, there's two people I definitely would – three, okay? Now, I don't know if – Shaka Smart. Now, I know he hasn't had tournament success. Okay, so I get that. And he's at Marquette, which has a better program.
Right, but Shaka Smart hasn't done anything since that miracle run at VCU.
No, his teams have been good, but they haven't done anything in the tournament, like I said.
I mean, last year, they were a 2-seed and got upset by MSU.
Yes. Chris Collins. He seems like it would be a good fit at Michigan.
He would.
And the other one is, and I'm sure he's going to be gone, is Dusty May at Florida Atlantic, right where I was. I drove past there like every day last week. Okay, I don't think Michigan would do that, but he's a young coach. He was in the NCAA championship game last year from Florida Atlantic. Obviously, the guy can coach. If you're at a place like Michigan that, despite where basketball is on the totem pole, you still should be able to and historically can recruit.
You know what, Stoney? I don't think there's enough Michigan basketball fans that care. I don't think there's enough Michigan basketball fans that's going to petition Ward Manuel to make the change. Should you? Yeah, for the first time since I think Costa told me like 67, Michigan is dead last in the Big Ten in hoops. I mean, and they did it with style. Flair, they really wanted. I mean, this entire season was a debacle. And on top of that, it's like the more and more they lost, the happier and gleeful Juwan was. He was strange at the press conference. Going to Illinois, you're welcome for Terrence Shannon. Yes. You're welcome.
Yeah.
We didn't take him. And then, we didn't take you
because I'm so ridiculously naive or didn't vet out my own school to realize that he couldn't get in.
And then I forgot the one game. He's like, you know, if they had the heart, you know, stat, we would have won. Like, we had heart. Like,
really?
What are we doing? This is Michigan. So 248-539-9797. There's actually a name to add to the three names that you have. I'll give that to you next. So if you want to talk about that, we will. Plus, we got a little Lions talk next, 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.